USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A growing number of U.S. homeowners have stopped making their mortgage payments as layoffs around the country soar and more households face more financial problems. Nearly 4 million people, or over 7% of all mortgage holders, have sought relief on their home loans as of April 30th, according to housing data provider Black Knight. That's up sharply from the beginning of March, when fewer than 150,000 mortgages were in forbearance. The number is only expected to grow, with May payments due now and the nation's unemployment rate expected to reach between 15 and 20%. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, will be released to home confinement at the end of May. The release will now come about a month after Cohen was initially scheduled to return home. Cohen was informed that after a 14-day quarantine, he would serve the remainder of his term at home due to concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. Cohen is currently incarcerated about 70 miles outside of New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Shares of Tesla dropped as much as 12% before closing down 10.3% after CEO Elon Musk tweeted that the company's shares are priced too high. The company just days before reported a very strong quarter, sending shares higher. Tesla stock was trading at $760.23 just before Musk's tweet and fell to a session low of $717. That amounted to a loss of approximately $13 billion in market value. Musk has had problems with the SEC for tweeting about the company's stock in the past and has agreed to submit his public statements about Tesla finances and other topics to vetting by its own legal counsel. Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed, but the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately, but if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.